sure we were hurt with the low prices and things like that. But we got up there in Humphrey, and in 28, you couldn't find a place to park a car. And we got up there in 35, and then we would see one car on Main Street, and that was absolutely awful. It was, and they didn't recover.
No.
They, I don't know, I haven't been up there lately, but, 12, 15 years ago, some boys went up there a pheasant hunting in that country and said, you know, you still see them teams and wagons around and their equipment and the machinery and all this. It's still old baby stuff.
In 28 or 29, I don't remember which, I was just a little fellow that went out to Nebraska. And I remember the big house, a huge orchard, and a big cherry orchard, other trees around there, hogs all over the place. And we went out there when it was plowing, and they were running three tractors 24 hours a day, putting in sod for them. And, well, by mid-30, the man was a tenant farm out in California. House. I don't remember if it was brick or rock. It was just huge.
One of my uncles, I never knew him. My dad talked about him a lot. He, I don't know what he was worth, but he was a great guy. He was a hog man. He, at that time, my dad said he paid $2,000 for a boar. He would take them hogs to show and why. That was something unheard of, spending the way they did.